NAWRO, good afternoon, Tom.
Tim, how's your day on that?
Oh, all good. I'm glad I did my initial leaf mulching sessions when it was dry and expecting the weather today. So still got more to go because, of course, the leaves haven't all dropped on some of the maples around here. But the neighbor's got an odd maple that doesn't drop until, like, December.
Yeah.
A little digital on that last one. Spoke to Wally this morning on P25. He's back in town.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, no, I said Melissa did all our leaves already. She did that earlier in the week, I think. Got it all done, so I think we're good to go. But we'll see once the week rolls out if another warm patient might get it again.
Can't think of much else going on. We get reorganization for the group because of the, what's it called, 501(c). So a little bit of reorganizing going on. That's to be expected.
Yeah, that's a good sign, though.
Try it again on the last. I missed that.
I said that's a good thing, though.
Indeed it is. I'm referring to it as a milestone because that's pretty much what it is. So, you know, see where we go from here. 2026 and beyond.
Absolutely. Well, you said reorganization. I don't know what there was to reorganize, but they were all...
Yeah, that's correct. It's what it pertains to, the officers and terminology that is... new in the bylaws has to be meshed with our current roster. So probably won't get specific on the air about it, but no big deal. It's just it's got to jive, and so I'll be talking to the EC and the DEC tomorrow about that. And then, of course, before anything happens, it all has to. We can put tentative ideas out there, but then they all have to be voted on. So we're in the big leagues now.
Well, yeah, is this the first for our group, or at least our county?
Well, I can't say for 100% because I just joined this year, about a year ago. Well, less than a year because it was spring of 25. You've been in it longer than I have, and but the answer I would say is yes. I don't think we've been. I don't think the former versions have been. 501(c)(3) before, so that opens up some doors, I guess.
Yeah, I think I started in October, I think.
No, I threw you in the roster before, somewhere around Wally, because I figured you weren't too far behind Wally. Not that it matters, but.
Yeah, it was with Wally, or sorry. Wally and Paul that got me in running.
I think I might have mentioned before just a little tidbit about the backup repeater for Jeff's Skywarn program. No longer going to be USICA. It will be Sean's FBI network. If the network's up, and if not, then it would be the Warren tower. Exclusively, but then that's for real backup, and in reality, it'll probably never be used. That would only be if 7.2 actually goes down.
I didn't think we used anything but 47.2 and 2.600.
Yeah, that's correct. 147.2 is the primary frequency, and as far as I know, it's never not actually worked. So, but there is a backup on the books. And so the backup has been USICA for many, many years, but it's a little different than USICA is a little different than what it was back in the good old days. So in reality, if you think about it, the spring set for this year, the fall set, we actually did use FBI as backup for the sets. So, yeah, we did question everybody, and they all said, yep, we probably just, of course, Sean agreed. and I spoke to Phil this morning just because he's affiliated when he gets his back up. And, yeah, it's all good. But then again, in reality, you know, he would only use it if something happened to 147.2.
Yeah, 7.2 is the primary because that's Macomb County's ARPCS, or ARPSB net. And then FBI is the backup. And the backup to the backup is whatever it is. Simplex, what is it, 147.580?
I can never remember that. It's on the net script, and I did program it, as you know, in all my radios. Let's hope we never have to go to that because, in reality, that's probably not going to work very well, you know. But, yeah, you got to have one on the books, so.
Gotcha. Well, then we got DMR, too. So if we fit DMR into the parameters, that'd be pretty cool, too.
You know, that's actually a pretty good idea because there's a whole bunch of us now that actually have bad access since the fall set. Actually, it was since Dream Cruise. They kind of identified that there's a larger group that has DMR access. But, yeah, something to think about there as well.
Oh, yeah, that's just an idea. That's all.
Kind of wanted to get to some antenna work. That was my intention to upgrade. I mean, the X30 I got now is fine. It's working. You know where it's at. It's right outside the window here. And I wanted to kind of upgrade before the snow flew. But as I look out the door well into the backyard, that's not going to happen this year. So maybe next year I'll get it up on the top roof.
Yeah, I just got to get a pipe on the mag mount. Get that up in the attic and then drill a hole into the ceiling of my son's old room. And there's a table in there that I could set up a little shack at.
Yeah, see, you're having a plan come together now. So you're going to have the attic antenna, and in that case, you don't have to drill a hole from outside to inside. You're just drilling it inside, and also it's good for weather, too, if we're doing weather. And I would think you should be able to punch down to Richmond with that. Perfectly fine, right?
Well, yeah, if I stand up in my attic, I'm on the back side of the house. I mean, I'm close to the Richmond. I'm higher up. So it's a good place for it.
A couple other advantages, too, or at least one other, is you don't have to have a ground rod because it's internal. So there's that as well.
Absolutely.
You know, Dean made a comment on a related note from during the set when we were in Memphis there. We were told to access St. Clair County EOC. And at the end of the day, it looks like I had him right. But he mentioned something about, I don't know which frequency it was or which one of their repeaters, but he said it's voice activated. So one would argue, I guess, if you per-trunk it, you don't get a return. You know, that's exactly what we were doing. We didn't throw a call out. We just said, yes, it's not connecting. I don't know about that. I'm going to have to ask Riley or Aaron.
Yeah, that'd be a good question. Because I got Bell River in there, and I got Avoca, which are both St. Clair. I know Avoca, when you key it up, you just get a short chunk. And for Bell River, I didn't hear anything.
K-E-8-S-C-R.
Good morning, Mike. Go ahead. The microphone is yours.
Morning, Tim. Morning, Tom. Yeah, thanks for letting me cut in here. Just wanted to comment on the St. Clair County repeater. We were chatting about that at the last St. Clair County ARPS meeting. The Bell River repeater is voice activated, and they were saying at the meeting best practices to key up, give it a second, and then throw your call out or start your transmission. Because if you don't, you can't just per-chunk it. And I've tried that with the VHF here in the truck, and it's true. It is voice activated.
Well, there you go, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
I was just dialing it up and see if I can hit it where I'm at.
Well, depending on where you're at, Tom, it can be a little finicky. Like if I'm heading up county line, 25 watts won't hit it. If you're on Palms Road, you can hit it pretty handily.
147.32, Bell River. Now, I can't remember if that was the frequency we were told to connect, but if it was, that might have been the problem why we couldn't connect, or we thought we couldn't connect.
Well, look at that. I can hit it from 28 North Avenue.
Oh, that's perfect then. I'd write with that frequency, Tim. I forget the PL off the top of my head, but yeah, they're trying to upgrade that system to try and link the Evoca, the Bell River, and the Port Huron Port Gratiot machine. But there's some difficulties there with two of the machines are at power plants with no internet access, so either got to do a direct line of sight, or you know, someone pays for Starlink to link all the machines together.
Well, that looks good. You're making some improvements up that way. It's good to know. Yeah, Bell River at 167.9 for the PL tone. I guess you guys call it Alpha 2. So I'm going to have to start playing around that direction. And then when it gets back around to you, Mike, when you get a chance, I'm not sure if you heard, but we did put a Harwin-Winling gateway up into Mount Clemens, but we're having some trouble hitting it. We should be able to hit it out here without a problem, but apparently there's a range thing with it. You can hear the beacon. And then, of course, we have the APRS installed, too, and that's working good. So I got to play around with that next. But over to Tom first, and then back to Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Clinton Township, so I'm bringing my laptop and hook up my little bow tank for Mount Clemens Windlink and give it a shot. I still don't know that much about the APRS function, how that works. KCKDO.
I had not heard that Windlink was up in Mount Clemens. That's great news. I still don't have Windlink over RF capability, but, you know, where I'm situated, once I get that, I'll need to try both Mount Clemens and the St. Clair County EOC Windlink gateways, see if we can get something back there. And APRS, that is pretty awesome to have at the Mount Clemens site. Yeah, when I was in the UP, we used APRS all the time for team tracking. I was telling Riley about it at the last ARCS meeting. We had a software that integrated with APRS, and it was also our net control log. So on the same screen, net control back at the EOC could see the location H team and also log the communication.
Yes, sir. I am very interested in that APRS. And so the website, Tom, if you remember this website, I'll ship it to you by email. So it's APRS.fi. APRS.fi. And if you pick up the Mount Clemens one, you'll see the beacons. And not much out there right now, but it is reporting. So I don't know. It's just interesting. And if you have your Windlink kit open, you can actually tune to the APRS frequency, and you can at least see the beacon. It'll decode it for you so you can read it. Obviously, you're not transmitting. That's interesting, too. Over to Tom.
Yeah, is there a feature in that in Windlink where I could put the, because I know the APRS is 146.9. Is there someone that I put that in the Windlink?
I'll pass it over to you, Tim, to answer Tom's question.
Yes, you just put it in as if it was a gateway, as if it was a Windlink gateway. In the one window that you have the frequency in, you just go ahead and, well, let me think about it for a second. It's actually radio dependent. You just put the frequency of the APRS beacon in your radio, and then just, you know, you have your sound modem or Direwolf open, and it will just interpret whatever it receives.
Well, the only thing I have APRS is my GYT and the UV380. And I mean, because I know that my I don't think my Motorola has it, and I know my Olinko doesn't. But I use a different type of modem for Winlink and over RF. It's the same one that 8080D has, that little white and cute thing. And that's only for the power tank. I don't have anything for my GYT.
Tom, if you're just decoding the APRS beacons, I think your Baofeng would work. You just got to tune into the APRS frequency and open up the sound card on your computer. And you'll be able to decode the packets, if I'm understanding properly, which is really cool because you can get more than just position data from APRS. There's if you go to APRS.fi, you can see there's a couple of APRS weather stations in the area, so you could... you can decode some weather over RF to get local conditions if internet's out or, you know, local broadcast stations are down and not reporting weather in a weather event. Or you can.
That's correct. Mike's got it right. I mean, obviously, if you had a radio, standalone radio like the DM32, it does receive APRS directly without any kind of Winlink setup or any. You know, without a PC attached. But as a workaround, if you didn't have one available or if you happen to be doing Winlink anyways and everything set up, just tune it in and you can, obviously you're not going to transmit on it, but you can monitor what it's beaconing out. Quite interesting. Yeah, I'm on that page right now, avrs.fi. And I don't see any ships out there. I saw some, well, I guess it's getting cold. Everyone's got their boats inside now. But, yeah, this is interesting. I got to take a deeper dive into it, something I don't know about. But over to you, Tom.
Well, I'll check it out, like I said, on my handheld. I got it programmed in there. So all I got to do is look for it, bring it up, and see what it does. KCAKGO, what a mic.
Yeah, I'm, once I get the RF capability for Winlink, I'm going to have to try that as well. The APRS. I'm kind of excited to hear it's getting going here in Southeast Michigan because we use APRS all the time in the UP. And even Riley and I were talking about it at the last ARPSC meeting. He was impressed by how much APRS usage happens in the Upper Peninsula compared to down here. So we can expand that down in the lower. That would be awesome. K-8-F-C-R for ID. Over to you, Jim.
N-A-W-R-O. Well, that is an interesting data point that UP uses it more than down in this area. Although I do know areas directly north of us that use it, that have been using it. So, you know, it's there. It's got its purpose. And it's just, you know, Macomb County hasn't. I know we haven't in the past in my limited experience with ARPS, but 144.390, 144.390, but I think that's used for all digipeaters, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken on that. But then our Winlink, which is really Central Michigan, is 145.900 and then 440.975 for the UHF. Very happy to have it up and running, and even if there is something not quite right with our Winlink, I'm sure we can get it adjusted so it's working. How are you, Tom? Maybe you got a phone call? Over to you, Mike.
All right. You know what? I'm glad it wasn't just me. I'm traveling back from my cabin right now on Rome, and I've had some troubles when I'm going between repeaters. Things will get digital or they'll get, I'll just not receive transmissions while the radio's swapping between repeaters. So, you know, it wasn't just me. But another interesting point, and I don't think the Central Michigan Network supports it, but you can do, like, it's not really APRS, but it is a position tracking
through DMR, like a digital APRS almost. So if Macomb or St. Clair counties have their own repeater system, you could report through DMR.
I'm back.
Hey, let me comment on that, Tom, and I'll send it back to you then. This came up like last week before, and it can be, I think it can be done, but of course we were advised not to do it on statewide one, statewide two, but voice only. So obviously whatever they want, that's what we're going to do. But from a technological point of view, apparently it can be done, or we have a standalone DMR, which is something we are at least taking a look at one point in the future. We're hoping to, or like Oakland County has their mobile DMR. I think they might have something on it like that. But anyways, over to you, Tom.
Yeah, I lost a little portion of that, but I said I'll research it when I get to my destination. When I put my TYT's got it on there, 144.390. You know, I programmed it in there. I guess I had it in there for a while, so just never turned it on. But I'll figure that part out. And Mike, have you got that new VHF hooked up? How does that work for you if you did?
Yeah, the APRS over DMR, it's a pretty cool talk from a technological standpoint. And I know there are some guys out there that have reverse engineered Moto Turbo software, so you can make your own mini console via software. If you have an XDR radio hooked up to your computer, it probably goes against a lot of Motorola's proprietary software use guideline, but some hands did it. And Tom, to answer your question, yes, I did get it hooked up, and it is working wonderfully. Not last week, but the week before, I used it for the Macomb County net, and I got a couple zones programmed in now. I've been using it, traveled to my cabin, and it's working awesome.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that your DMR signal on this QSO is really good. So no issues with that, Mike, but I'll send it right over to Tom.
The audio is a little modest because I got to turn it down with Mike talks and turn it up with Tim talks. You know, so there's a little bit of a bark in there, but nothing superbly detrimental.
All right, that's good to know. Appreciate that, Tim and Tom. It's funny, I have to turn my radio all the way up just to hear you, Tom, and then I just keep it there. It's a little louder when Tim's talking, but your audio is a little muted on my end. So over to you, Jeff.
That sounds good. For data points here, I would agree. Tom is a little soft in my radio, and Mike, you're a little hot. So I'm doing the thing on the volume control, up and down, up and down. But it doesn't really bother me, but just for data point collection purposes, over to Tom.
Yeah, because I was barking too much, I brought my audio down a little bit more, my mic gain was a little bit more down on digital. You know, I'm talking a little bit softer right now. I'm still trying to wake up. My weekend hasn't been the greatest. You know, from yesterday, body was sore and sinus is all blocked up. Headache all day. Even with Tylenol and aspirin, I still couldn't get rid of it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tom. Hope it gets a bit better for you. I'm sore today, but that's because I was out fishing, and I was the anchor guy. So all day yesterday, I was hoisting the 30-pound anchor in and out of the boat while we were fishing the Manistee River. I think anyone would be sore after that.
Well, the fishing part sounds like great fun, but I don't know if I'd want to be the anchor guy. Ouch. And Tom, I think you put in a rather hefty work week last week. You were If I'm not mistaken, you were running a lot of cable all over the place, so you probably got aches and pains from that as well.
Oh, yeah. Thursday, pulled the cable back through a brick wall, but we couldn't go in the classroom, weren't with that, so I had to go 30 feet back, and yank it from the front office all the way up to the drop zone where brick wall up in the hallway by the elevator. So it pulled all that back, and then we had to take it and pull it up and throw it across all the beams and get it down another 30 feet and hook up another 50 feet and pull that to its door frame up in the ceiling. Just a lot of dust, a lot of physical work going up and down ladders, drilling holes, pulling more cable, you know, and then standing there and doing the splice point up above the ceiling. You know, so yeah, I'm a little sore. I'm going to take a little horse from it all.
Yes, Tim, the fishing was, of course, actually fishing a steelhead tournament, and my buddy and I took second place. We were in his boat, so he was on the tiller, and I was the anchor guy. That was my my payment in lieu of gas money. I got to hoist the anchor, but taking second was pretty awesome. And Tom, yes, yep, all that wire pulling, I could definitely see how you could be sore, and that's catching up to you at this point. I have to pull some 2-gauge aluminum SCR through my barn to run a new 50-amp circuit, and I am not looking forward to doing that, especially with it getting cold now.
Yeah, I feel you there. I mean, my coworker and I last year, or was it, no, earlier this year, right after that big ice storm up in Petoskey in that area, we went out, we pulled 300 feet of direct burial cat 6, 3 cables long. They were 3 complete spools, so that was a lot of work. Moving ladders, climbing up, climbing down, moving ladders. You know, my hips aren't the greatest, and then my coworker, he's got a metal rod in one of his legs, so yeah, we're both just tired and stiff.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I'll just send it over to you, Tim, but cool. Yeah. That doesn't sound fun there, Tom. I have a much younger back in hips, and even I'm sore when I'm pulling cable like that. So I can imagine the pain. it definitely catches up with you a day or two after you're done doing all of that work. So hopefully you can have a nice restful day today and be recovered for tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a different day. I think it's a little bit quieter day tomorrow. We got all the heavy-duty stuff done. I think tomorrow's just a lot of troubleshooting. But we'll see. It changes every day with me and my coworker. I mean, we're the two top guys. We tackle pretty much anything that they throw at us. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, yesterday I slept in late, and I was up, and I still didn't feel good, so I slept for another 2 hours. I did another hour nap today. Now I'm almost at my mother-in-law's over here in Clinton Township. It was kind of like a family get-together, less one person. Casey, Acadio, over to you soon, since I stepped on you.
Yeah, no worries. I just want to let you guys know I'm looking out the window here, and man, the snow is coming down in Richmond kind of heavy now. Not on the ground yet, or not on the grass area yet, but what's it doing where you're at, Mike? Over to Mike.
That's good to know to prepare for. It's been extremely variable because I've been driving across the state. So driving in the Baldwin area on US 10, it was snowing, but nothing was sticking. And then as soon as I got to Midland, there was a couple of inches on the ground, slushy interstate, and couple accidents that I ran into, people flying off the interstate left and right. So that was a bit of a mess, but I decided to get off 75 at M81 and then come down M15 here through Millington and Davison to avoid the Flint-Saginaw area. And it's wet, and there's some snow flakes flying, but nothing has stuck yet. Over to you, Tom, 88FCR for ID.
Well, we're snowing in Memphis, and it's just starting to kind of snow here in Clinton Hunch. I'm at Garfield and 19 Mile area over by the college. And, I mean, it's flakes, but it's not sticking yet. KCKGO. Go ahead, Tim.
All right. Well, good QSO. You guys drive safe. I'm going to drop out myself. Have a good afternoon, guys. 73s to both of you. NAWRO, I will listen out. Over to you, Mike.
All right. 73s, Tim. I've still got another hour or so on the road. So be monitoring as well. K8FCR.
Sounds good, fellas. And I just pulled in front of the in-laws, so I'm going there and get settled in before my wife comes with the pizza and the other family members come over. So I will catch you all later when I'm on my way back out. This is KACAKGO 73.
NAWRO, NAWRO, KEAZRI.
Hey, Brian, NAWRO, go ahead, sir.
I can't believe I'm making it. I'm inside the car on 1 watt.
You could do online, but what you can do is just this spring we're going to have multiple chances to take in-person classes, and likely it'll still be at MIST, you know, where the meetings are at. I would recommend an in-person class, and then once you get the certificate, it's good for 2 years. So you're welcome to take it online, although it's the federal government, so not right now this minute. But, you know, we're all going to – I'm going to take it again. I took it in Oakland County this spring, but I'm going to take it again when it comes around in 2026. And it certainly will let all the membership be aware of when it's going to be. There will be multiple chances to take it, so – you know, you'll be able to get a spot in the class. But that's what I'd recommend. Basically, we'll just wait until the spring 2026, and we'll get everyone trained up.
Okay. I missed most of that because I was on the other repeater, but I had to switch repeaters. But I believe you said just wait until spring, and then we'll take care of it?
Yeah, that's correct. We'll have them doing the in-person classes, probably at the MISD building where our meetings are at. And basically just wait till spring. And I prefer the in-person one. It's a better experience. Now, you can take it online if the federal government was open, just to get it out of the way if that's what you want to do once it does open. But I'd recommend just hanging out. There'll be multiple chances, and we'll make sure that everyone on the roster knows when they can sign up for it. Over to you.
Okay, great. That sounds good. I prefer the inline. I mean, I prefer the classes in person also. Okay, thanks, Tim. 73s. We're gonna run into Micro Center here. This is KE8ZRI saying goodbye.
Copy that. Have a good one, Brian. NAWRO clear, but listening.
NAWXPQ monitoring statewide one.
KD8UPD, testing.
Gotcha, loud and clear from Bay City. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.